For more than two decades, the Iraqi people have lived in a state of war. First, there was the devastating conflict with Iran. Then the U.S.-led Gulf War in response to Saddam Hussein's invasion of Kuwait. This was followed by more than a decade of sanctions, international isolation, and periodic U.S. and British aerial attacks. Iraqis are now living in the shadow of yet another war, which many feel they can do nothing to prevent. NPR's Anne Garrels reports how some average Iraqis are coping.
In a land fully fraught with questions about what fresh hell the future will bring, there's at least one hideaway in the Iraqi capital offering surprising sounds of solace.
This love is unbreakable. It's unmistakable.
At the Ghost Music Shop, the soundtracks of the once and future enemy are stacked 10 feet high with compact discs of everyone from Elton John to Britney Spears to Backstreet Boys and Westlife.
Some people like to go to the theaters. I don't like to go to theaters. I like music in the first degree. I do like music. So I think it's better to forget these. With music, it's better. And it also helps us to contact with the other, with the outer world, you know what I mean?
Though he's never set foot in the English world, 40-year-old owner Saad Yusuf speaks the language well just from listening to music. He's proud of his inventory, which includes pop, disco, rap, techno, and alternative rock. Demand is high from Baghdad's urban youth, but he says it's not easy to keep the shelves stocked.
The hardest thing is how to get the new materials in time, because we got two ways for getting the latest materials, and it's only Syria and Jordan. That's all, because of the sanction, you know. So it's a problem. We face this problem.
The CDs are remarkably cheap, about $1.75 each. Asked how he can sell for so little, Yusuf pulls back a curtain behind the counter to reveal a 5-bank digital duplicator. He counterfeits.
Yeah, we can make a disc. We can make copies. We do have a writer, a CD writer, for this to make copies, and it's very cheaper, more cheaper than the original copies.
He photographs the CD covers and reprints them perfectly. Though he understands the record companies would object, he says Iraqis need these CDs now to survive. The continuing economic sanctions against Iraq have affected its cultural life in a myriad of ways. No one can remember the last time a foreign pop star performed here. The Iraqi film industry is all but imploded, unable to develop what it shoots. By default, live theater is flourishing. Even Saddam Hussein has written a novel later turned into a play called Zabiba and the King, the tale of a woman who is raped but survives. It's a thinly veiled story of Iraq. It closed recently after a month-long run. Iraqis prefer comedies, lining up to see a hugely popular play which mocks their miserable situation. More and more Iraqis, though, seek comfort in the mosques. Praying in the shadow of renewed UN weapons inspections, Iraqi worshippers mouth the one phrase they feel has the power to blow away the looming clouds of war. Inshallah, it is God's will. Judging by mosque attendance and the number of women now wearing headscarves, there's been a surge in religious observance. And Saddam Hussein has capitalized on the religious wave. Saddam praying is an image that has been added to the range of portraits that wallpaper the country. Though once emphatically secular, Saddam launched the so-called faith campaign in the early 90s to boost his credibility at home and in the rest of the Arab world. The Saddam University for Islamic Studies in Baghdad is a product of this campaign. Professor Mohammed Al-Sayed is the president. He says the faith campaign has helped Iraqis withstand difficult circumstances. He believes it's also given the once strictly secular Iraqi government greater authority in combating crime and corruption, the natural results of so many years of war. And perhaps most important of all, he believes Saddam has tried to neutralize friction between Iraq's Sunnis and Shias by assuming the leadership of all Muslims here. What he doesn't say is that the mosques under tight state control have become another vehicle to proclaim Saddam's policies. Just in case Islam fails them, some Muslims here have turned to the Virgin Mary for succor. At the Armenian Orthodox Church of Mary, in the old section of Baghdad, Muslim women come to pray to the Virgin An honored figure in the Quran, she is particularly revered here for her miracles, and Iraqis need one right now. 29-year-old Afrar says she has great faith in Mary. She doesn't think there's a difference between Muslims and Christians. She finds comfort in this church, calling it a house of God. She has turned to Mary, begging for a baby and pleading for protection from an uncertain future.
This is good whiskey.
If all else fails, there's always alcohol to dull the pain. Iraq publishes no statistics on the subject, but according to Mr. Sabri, owner of the Al Mankal liquor store, drinking has followed the rising trend of anxiety in a country staggering from crisis to crisis. He offers a range of mind-numbing potions, from top-of-the-line imported whiskeys and cognac to locally distilled gin and whiskey. The gin, made from dates, costs a dollar. So-called deluxe whiskey is a dollar and a half. Locally produced fire water, known as arak, is a mere 73 cents. He says he hasn't taken any particular precautions yet, despite the threat of war, hoping against hope there won't be one, but he plans to remove the most expensive items for safekeeping if things heat up more. A member of Iraq's small Christian community, Sabri is licensed to sell booze, and anyone can buy it. But the way it's consumed has changed in recent years, reflecting the shift in Saddam Hussein's policies. Since he proclaimed the Faith Campaign, drinking in public is now banned. The bars and discos that once proliferated here are shut. Iraqis say these rules have cut into their fun. Drinking at home is now the norm, but it's just not the same. A wedding without a drink. What's that? Asked one Iraqi surveying the alcohol-free festivities at a Baghdad hotel. However, there are some restaurants and nightclubs where a drink might still be had in the company of fellow sufferers. In dimly lit, smoky rooms, it mysteriously appears in a frosted glass or hidden in a Pepsi can. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.